Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings and welcome to this, the March 12th, 2025 edition of the Healing Sound Show. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman, and we are here with our esteemed guest, all the way from the UK, Jason Stillwell.
Hi.
Hi, Jason. Now, we're going to, talk a little bit about you because, we want our listeners to know who and what you are, even though in full transparency, we've known you for a very long time. Andy?
And I'd love to share your bio with our audience, Jason. So I shall do that now. Jason Stillwell is an acclaimed overtone singer with three decades of experience in sound healing and transformation. A prolific workshop facilitator across the UK, USA, and Europe, Jason has shared his expertise at prestigious venues, including the Noetic Sciences Institute. His media presence includes appearances on BBC TV and numerous radio stations throughout the UK. Jason has released four albums. His most recent, Spaces, was featured on BBC Radio. In 2024, he completed a tour of Sacred Sounds events at Stone Circles in the UK and is preparing a meditation version of Return of the Humans. Jason, it is such a joy to welcome you to our Healing Sounds show today. Welcome, Jason Stillwell.
Hey, Jason. Hello.
Hi, Jonathan and Andy. Yeah, wonderful to be here. Thanks so much for asking me on. I've been really looking forward to chatting with you both.
Oh, it's great. And we have known you for, I said full transparency. Jason, I remember back in 1992 when I was over in England, and I was at a place called The Tour in Glastonbury, and there was a bunch of young people is all I got to say, and I sort of said, come in with me, and we started making overtones and tones just naturally in The Tour, which is a sacred spot in Glastonbury. And one thing I remember is that other people came around, and they're going, I was healed and all that stuff. So something magical was happening even back then.
Oh. And Jason, I remember you from I know you were at Jonathan's Healing Sounds Intensive before I started being the director, but the following year, I think you came back for a Healing Sounds Intensive Part two, because we were talking about that this morning and how wonderful it's been that we've known you so long.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, it's been, I've spoken to you both, I know, before. But it's so important to me, my relationship with you guys. And obviously everything that I've done, you've given me a lovely lead in there with a talk about my bio, but none of that would have happened literally if I hadn't met Jonathan on the Glastonbury tour in 92 or 93, whenever it was. And, and then obviously the subsequent meetings with yourself as well, Andy, and both of you at the Healing Sounds Intensive. So everything really that I've done through healing sound and with throat singing and all of that all happened really and wouldn't have been possible without meeting Jonathan in the first instance and obviously working with you both subsequently. So thank you so much.
Ah, great. So Jason, for people who don't know you, and I imagine that many people may not, and many people do, tell us really, you're from England. Huh? What part of England? And, you know, how did you end up being in the tour that day that I first saw you? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, as a young lad, I always loved singing and I was, you know, it always came to me very naturally from, you know, 5, 6, 7 years of age. I was very lucky to be encouraged by a primary school teacher who loved that I was the only boy in the class that wanted to sing and was happy to do it. And I always found it a very powerful experience just making sound in that way. Then my voice broke when I was about 12 and just got into drumming then for a few years and sort of did, you know, forgot about singing for a while. And this was all back in my time in Oxford and Essex, which is the south of England initially I lived in. And then, yeah, my journey with voice was forgotten about really. And I was very into drumming for many years and was playing in bands and doing that sort of thing, playing percussion and drums. And then actually a week or so before I met you, Jonathan, I met a lady, like a psychic. Her name was Anne Hughes. She told me, she said, "Oh, you're a crystal singer." And, I said, "Well, that sounds really lovely. But I have no idea what that means. What does it mean? And, she said, "Well, next time you're in a place that feels like a sacred place to you, just make a sound with your voice. Don't worry about singing." She said, "Just make a sound like an R sound or something like that." And I was like, okay, all right, I can do that. And then, you know, like a week later, I was in Glastonbury Tor, on the top of Glastonbury Tor, and the story you've just told on the show here, that then unfolded. I started making an R sound and you walked over and said, "Oh, wow, you're intertoning." And I was like, well, this is kind of me doing it for the first time. And then before you knew it, all the things that you described then happened. You know, we suddenly had a gathering of people and sound was coming out, and that was the start of the journey. So it was a surprise to me. But obviously, yeah, you know, obviously I've had a background in music and sound, but that was the sort of very magical beginning to it all. Yeah, on the top of Glastonbury Tor, following advice from a lovely psychic lady that I'd met the week before.
Yeah, you know, Jason, can you tell us anything about Glastonbury Tor for people who don't know? Because it's really magic, and I don't know. I remember when I first went there, it's like this almost, imagine that a large flying saucer landed there, got covered by grass, and then there's this sort of stone tower there. Would that be a semi-adequate description of it?
It's very fair description. So it's in the southwest of England, which is a very beautiful and mystical place for anyone who's ever heard, like, the term, you know, the Isle of Avalon. It's you know, it's believed that Joseph of Arimathea, you know, Jesus's uncle, is meant to have visited Glastonbury and planted a thorn tree, a hawthorn tree nearby with the staff that he brought with him. That's the sort of legend, if you like. And that was actually supposed to have happened on Wirial Hill, which is right next to Glastonbury Tor. And obviously there's loads of ley lines and that kind of energy going on there. And what you've got underneath Glastonbury Tor, it's a sort of natural aquifer. So in terms of its sort of natural formation, it's full of water, and you've got two natural springs that come out of it from underneath the tor, which is a white spring and a red spring. The red spring, I think, is the female one, and it tastes quite irony. So it's got almost like a blood-like taste, dare I say, but it's beautiful, safe, clean, beautiful water. And there's a white spring, which is a very clean, pure spring water that comes out also at the same place. So it's got these two wonderful natural springs, loads of ley lines and ley energy there. And then there's, you know, it's got this ancient mythology that goes back to the sort of early Christianity and even beyond that, I think, you know, relating to the sort of earth energy of the site and potential being visited by Joseph of Arimathea. And some even say that Jesus visited, Glastonbury. It's all, and that King Arthur's meant to be buried in the region as well. So there's a whole, you know, ancient tale of mystery and magic and, you know, and healing energies as well. It's also been a place of pilgrimage, in the UK for, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years. So it's a very ancient site. It is a natural formation, but I think I remember you once saying to me, Jonathan, that it looked a bit like, yeah, somebody had dumped a spaceship. In the landscape, and it does look a bit like that, but I'm assured it's a natural formation, but you know, who knows what other mysteries there are to uncover, hey?
Oh, and Jason, I just want to jump in for a minute because Glastonbury is such a magical, spiritual place, and I think it is so interesting that it was at the top of the tour where you had this guidance to be there at that moment, and Jonathan had that guidance to be there at that moment. And I think it's so interesting how through our journeys, we are guided, and then our life opens up. And, of course, I adore Glastonbury and have been there many times. And to hear you describe it was very heartwarming to me just now.
Well, absolutely, Andy. I totally agree. Well, like I say, I mean, I think hopefully in the telling of the tale of how Jonathan and I first came to meet, hopefully the sort of, like you say, the synchronicity, the serendipity, whatever words you prefer to use, of that coming together as something else. You know, I often reflect on the fact that, you know, I believe Jonathan, and yourself, but certainly Jonathan's probably visited the UK, I don't know, you know, a handful of times over a few decades. And, you know, and obviously during one of those visits, you know, yeah, we, you know, he happened to be on the tour and I happened to be on the tour at the same time, just for the first time exploring the idea of toning, which, you know, I'd been a singer before that earlier on in my life, but I'd never really come across the idea of toning. I'd done things like Reiki and that kind of stuff and meditation, so that had made me a bit aware of energy and those kinds of things. But the sort of journey with sound and sound healing particularly sort of exploded into life sort of in that moment. Also, just to quickly add that Jonathan, I don't know if Jonathan, if you remember this, but at the bottom of the tour, after our toning session, I had a broken finger, and you sang to my finger in the pub, and I'd not been able to bend it for a few weeks before that because I'd broken it, and straight after you doing the deep Hume voice to my finger in the pub in Glastonbury, I was able to bend my finger again for the first time in several weeks. So I had a very real experience of the healing power of sound as well, right there.
Right, and you have that. Well, that's beautiful, and what a brilliant experience. And now you've on a level carried on a lot of the tradition of using your voice and your consciousness to heal. And particularly, I know that you've been leading groups around various different places in England, sort of in sacred sites. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But I just want to mention that one of the things I sure didn't know was that you had, I guess, been on a program that would be the equivalent of America's Got the World. What's it called?
American Idol.
American Idol. And it was called, what is it, Britain's Got Talent or something like that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That did happen. Yes. It was a very interesting experience. I mean, it was a funny one, really, because it sort of just landed in my lap. I didn't enter it. A lot of people, obviously, that do those shows, they enter them. But they actually got in touch with me, having heard me. You know, I think somebody saw me doing something somewhere, a healing group, it would have been sound group. And they invited me onto the show. And to be honest with you, Jonathan, I had mixed feelings about it because I had, had some experience with TV whereby that I think just in that world, in the mainstream TV world, they struggle to sort of frame the kind of healing stuff, and the sound healing thing. And it just maybe can be perceived from that perspective and in that world as a little bit like a strange, wacky kind of thing. But I had the instinct, and I've always had the instinct that I was, that I just drop into, the energy, set the intention, the simple intention, and felt that I should do that. And I went on there, and I think they did have a bit of a laugh at my expense, to be honest with you. But, I enjoyed it. I think you can't go on a show like that if you're not a bit thick-skinned and you're not aware that, it might end up as being a bit more lighthearted and a bit more like entertainment rather than a deep spiritual experience, dare I say. But it was a fascinating experience. And to be honest, like I say, I think if you're going to do something like that, you've got to be able to, have a laugh at yourself and not take yourself too seriously. And I did enjoy it. It was a fun thing to do. I shared that energy. I still dropped into the energy in the same way as I do any other time I do my overturning work. And I shared that live on British TV, well, not quite live on British TV, but on British TV with millions of people and several thousand people in the audience that day. So hopefully some of that positive energy went out there for the benefit of all.
It's brilliant, and it can be seen on certainly YouTube. But I'm going to tell you that one of the first times that I watched American Idol, I thought, boy, it'd be great to go up there and start doing some overtone singing or whatnot. And basically, I love seeing that. Listen, we are going to play a little excerpt of some of your music. This one is called On Earth. You have about 1 minute to describe to our audience what we're going to be hearing. Please.
Sure. On Earth was a recording I made in Oxford in about 2002 or 2001. And it's just a long single meditation piece dropping in through that, with that healing intent and that healing energy. It's probably my most popular piece that I've recorded. And it's just vocals. I did the process of making the backing drone was made by my vocal and just pitch shifting it live. I recorded it live through a loop pedal and loop and delay and reverb pedal. So I recorded the recording live in sort of one or two takes and laid down the drone and then sang over the top. And so it's just about capturing a moment in the energy, and hopefully that's something that people have enjoyed now for a couple of decades.
Great. So we're going to listen to it now, and then I'm going to come back just to announce who you are, and then we'll take a commercial break. So let's listen to a little excerpt of On Earth. was just incredible, Jason.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman.
We're going to commercial break. We are talking to the fabulous Jason Stillwell in England. Hello, Jason. Bye, Jason. We'll be right back. Okay.
Stay with us.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
And we are back. This is the Healing Sound Show. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman, and I can't wait to jump into this next section, Jason, because I know that the work that you're doing with sound has been so valuable, so healing, and so helpful to so many people. But I'm particularly interested in the work that you've done with the homeless and also with autistic teenagers.
Yes.
Could you share a bit of that with our audience?
Of course, yeah. I mean, so, well, yeah, I've worked in homeless settings in the south of England, particularly sort of Oxford and Bath and Bristol. A few years ago, I was doing a bit of that, and it was just about really getting people in and creating a safe space and, you know, sharing some simple techniques of breath and voice and making that a place, you know, where people could, yeah, just feel safe and express themselves and express their feeling and perhaps take them into something that they perhaps wouldn't experience in their daily life and what they were encountering. You know, obviously the challenge is very real and difficult challenges that they were experiencing in their lives at that time. But I found that what was interesting with it was that people would come back to you, you know, perhaps I'd run sessions weekly for over a period of time. And then people would come back and perhaps over the period of the time, they'd be saying, well, actually I started doing, you know, things like some of the things I would share, which were quite, I'd try and make it quite practical. I always try and bring humor and try and make it as real and practical as I can for people. So I would suggest things to people like, well, look, you know, if you want to bring sound healing into your life, but you don't have a, you know, obviously people that don't have a home, they don't have a quiet space that they can sit in necessarily. So I'd say to them, you know, if you're in the if you're in the bathroom and you want to hum and you're feeling like you want to, you know, align yourself, get centered, take a breath, you know, that actually, yeah, you know, 2 minutes of humming, you know, in a bathroom, that actually can be a magical transformative space, you know. And people were coming back to me and saying, well, yeah, I'm feeling that actually. And so I was trying to make it very practical, very accessible and quite real, you know. We all know that really deep, powerful stuff. I know, you guys know better than, you know, most probably, that, you know, the deep states that you can get into and those healing energies and those very powerful long form kind of meditative connections that could be made. But I found in that setting, yeah, you could get to that over a course of, over a period of time, perhaps. But actually initially that way in that was really powerful for people was, yeah, little simple things like using the R or using humming or something like that in a very short form way, maybe over 2 or 3 minutes. And just that process for people that were in a, you know, a really difficult situation, of being able to connect with their breath, connect into their body and just make sound in a simple way and just noticing for them how they were noticing the shift in their inner state, in their inner world, in quite a quick and instant accessible way and how powerful that was for them. So in the, that was in the homeless settings. And then in terms of autistic teenagers and also adults to a degree as well, I've done a bit with, you know, I've done a few things over the years, but from, you know, going into school settings, educational settings, and I've done a few different things of just like meditations and sound and creating soundscapes for people and, you know, meditative spaces. And then it was interesting going back again, sort of doing weekly visits, perhaps over periods of time, and people coming back to me, sometimes the staff as well, or the teenagers themselves, and saying that they were noticing, you know, a change, like a relaxed atmosphere amongst the students in the sort of aftermath of the sessions. The stuff that I really enjoyed that I did a bit more recently, was I started working with loop pedals, but live, you know, so what I was actually doing is something much more interactive. So I was, you know, with working with children that were nonverbal, so that can't speak. And then just getting them, so getting a microphone and a loop pedal and a bit of reverb and just making some sound, some toning, and then getting these guys to join in as well and make their sounds and create like a live kind of loop, you know, sort of drone atmosphere soundscape, you know, setting the intention with a bit of breath, obviously, as always, always dropping into that intention space first. And then together, you know, inviting them to be part of the creation of the sound. And that I personally found to be really magical, and, you know, watching their reaction so they can hear themselves back and how much they love being part of it. It was really magical doing that stuff. I loved it.
That sounds extraordinary, Jason. Incidentally, we're talking to Jason Stillwell, who is talking to us from England. And I just love the idea of working with homeless and autistic people in general. And I love the idea of what you're saying of getting them to sort of kind of work with the looping devices so they can sort of be part of the whole process of making sound. That's brilliant. Can you tell us anything more about that you'd like?
Yeah, worked in quite a lot of settings in social care, generally, actually, settings. It's something I sort of was really interested in anyway and sort of reached out into. So, the sort of in educational settings with autistic teenagers particularly, that work sort of developed over time. Initially, like I say, I was sort of going in and creating soundscapes, and then over time, you know, that they could sort of enjoy and immerse themselves in, and that was a beautiful thing. But then, you know, later on, I started getting really interested by the idea of going, well, let's not make this a passive experience for these guys. Let's get them to join in. And I think working in those settings, and again, obviously in a very different way in the homelessness field, you know, a lot of these people, the people that I worked with in those settings were, you know, they're quite, you know, they're people of the street, they're people, they keep it pretty real. And so they're quite plain speaking. And if something doesn't work for them, they'll soon let you know. But I quite liked that, you know what I mean? So it was all about creating real, you know, quick intervention stuff that worked, that was practical, that they could join in with, and could have a direct experience quickly with the sound. And then beyond that, I've sort of also done stuff where I worked in some sort of mental health settings as well, in London at one of the big hospitals, Guy's and St. Thomas Hospital, which is a famous hospital in this country. I worked there as well in a mental health setting over a period of months. And that was again really, really interesting. Just allowing people the chance to explore their breath and the voice in quite a simple way. And that would sometimes happen one to one or in groups. It's just really rewarding seeing, you know, when you get people whom you work with, whom you can see it benefits them, and they're able to come back to you and say that they can appreciate that it's something that they've started to incorporate in their lives, even if that's in a small way. It's just great to see those kind of real world benefits.
Well, that's beautiful. Jason, we're going to be talking about, because a lot of your you're an extraordinary musician, overtone singer, you've got lots of credentials behind you, but how can people incidentally either get in touch with you or whatnot?
Well, where most of the traffic around my work happens is on I've got a Facebook page, which is publicly available, even if you're not on Facebook. And that's just called Jason Stillwell Sounds, which is J-A-Y-S-O-N. Stillwell is S-T-I-L-W-E-L-L Sounds. So Jason Stillwell Sounds. And I've got loads of videos and content and, everything, all sorts of stuff, live meditations and, all kind of links to all sorts of stuff on there, and I post events that I'm doing. So obviously my recent thing that I did for World Sound Healing Day, that's still up there, and people are still watching that and enjoying that, so that's great. And then if you want to directly contact me, you can contact me through Facebook or the email overtoneJ, all one word, J-A-Y, overtoneJ @gmail.com.
Beautiful. Jason, we are going to be going into commercial, and then we will be back talking with Jason Stillwell.
Stay with us.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of connecting with the energy of the earth? Would you like to be able to tune your mind and your body to this extraordinary healing frequency? Try the Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks, available at HealingSounds.com and at Amazon. Exclusively designed by me, Jonathan Goldman, these tuning forks might just change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
And we are back. I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman. And we are here with Jason Stillwell.
And Jason, we've been talking about your work with everything from autistic people and the homeless and all that stuff. But you're also a very fine musician. You just recently did a wonderful recording. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, yeah, that's... do you want me to talk about the Return of the Humans part, that, or the Deep Cabaret part, Jonathan? Sorry, apologies.
Oh, okay, let's go for the Deep Cabaret. So let's talk about that one, then we'll take two. Okay.
That's fine. Sorry, Jonathan.
Okay.
Yeah, so with Deep Cabaret, we really explored some interesting stuff. The leader of the band is a guy called Steve Lewis, is a really great musician who does, is a guitarist and singer himself, but he does all sorts of work and community music projects, which are really interesting. But this particular project that we did there, the album with Deep Cabaret, we got funding from the Arts Council in the UK, and it was about, a lot of what we did around it was sort of doing around that project where we were working, sometimes, doing stuff about ecology. So working with ecologists and doing performances within woodlands and stuff like that, where we'd walk around with an ecologist and perform on site with a sort of a movable audience while we discuss the ecology of a particular area and then perform songs sort of relating to that. And then we got sort of did a recording of an album, which we did at Real World Studios, which is Peter Gabriel's studio down in the southwest of England. We got funding for that from the Arts Council, and that was produced by a guy called Justin Adams, who, he plays guitar for Robert Plant, sometimes. So it's a really wonderful, experience to make that recording and bring some of these things that we'd done sort of on site and in nature. And a lot of his work is inspired by sort of ecology and connecting to the earth. He comes at it from a slightly different angle. Like I say, he's more into this sort of ecology side of things, but he also does a really interesting approach to lyrics, whereby he takes, cuts and pastes lyrics almost from all sorts of different sources, everything from novels and to the back of bleach bottles. I think he's taken all sorts of things, but he cuts them together in this kind of ecological, kind of organic context to make music. And then we had a really interesting lineup in the band with a hurdy-gurdy and bass saxophone and cello and throat singing in guitar and drums. So it was a really, really interesting experience, and one that I still felt, because of the whole approach, was quite a lot of drone and a lot of that kind of stuff, that I was still able to bring a lot of the same energy in that I use in my throat singing, but through kind of live performance or recording in a band context. So it was a really fascinating experience.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I might have heard it on Spotify or something like that, and I thought it was really, 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 it's called Deep Cabaret, is that right?
That's the name of the band, and the album's called Matchless, and yeah, you can get it through all the standard streaming platforms.
It's great, we listen to it in the car, driving around. So, we're gonna, in a minute or two, play an excerpt, of another recording that you did called Return of the Human. Why don't you give us an intro into that one, what that is. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you, Jonathan. That's a piece that I recorded. It's just all vocals. It's all just natural vocal performances. I did, I sort of looped a vocal to create a drone at the back of it. But it's just a natural performance, and it's all vocal. There's no instrumentation in it. And it's designed to be sort of, when I first recorded it, a kind of meditation for modern living, as I was thinking of at that time. So it was like initially a kind of 9-minute kind of recording. But what's happened is, so obviously for people that work with my stuff, they do a lot of healing sound work and they're into meditation. So I've been requested to do a long form version of it. So I've remixed it, remastered it, and I'll be releasing it probably in either next month or May of this year, as a long form sort of 30-minute meditation piece, which I'm really looking forward to sharing.
So we're going to listen to now an excerpt of only about two and a half minutes of Return of the Human with Jason Stillwell, our guest, and then stay tuned because we'll come back in a minute. Let's give a listen to a little excerpt of this. And mesmerizing, Jason.
Oh, Jason, I loved that. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And listen, we're going to be going into a commercial break, and stay tuned. We're talking with Jason Stillwell, who, among other things, is a wonderful musician, an overtone singer, a sound healer. He's contributed, I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about World Sound Healing Day or whatnot, because we just got the results of that one. Very, as always, powerful, positive energy shifting and changing the consciousness of the planet. But listen, we're going to go into commercial break, and we send blessings to everybody. Stay tuned. We're going to talk when we get back about sacred sights and sound. With me, I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman.
And we're talking to Jason Stillwell. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. You can find the humming effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman. I'd like to bring you a few moments of relaxation by offering you this opportunity to listen to some of my music. This is an excerpt of Quiet Space from Celestial Reiki. If you can, just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath as you listen to this music. If you'd like to hear more of my music, please go to Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, or anywhere else you stream music. Thank you.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Well, here we are. I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman, and we are here with Jason Stillwell, who is an absolutely extraordinary overtone singer, sound healer extraordinaire. And Jason, one of the things that I know you have done is did a tour basically of sacred sound events at stone circles throughout the UK. And I would love for you to share a bit about those experiences with us.
Well, of course, it'd be my pleasure. Thanks. Thanks for asking about it. It was something I've always done it really as part of my work, and it goes right back again, obviously, to this first experience I had with Jonathan. So right from the beginning of my sound journey, I always felt intimately connected with the idea of making sound in sacred sites. And for me, I've always found that these places, you know, they amplify the sort of intention and the energy of the sound. You know, for me, your sound with your voice is, you know, it's the one thing we create really without the use of an external tool. And of course, it's a bridge between our internal world of thought, feeling, intention, and physical creation, you know, turning that into physical vibration. And I've always found from very early on in my journey that if you gather people together in these sites, particularly we're very blessed in the UK to have these ancient, you know, stone circle sites and stone, standing stones. We've got many of them here. And if you gather people in those places, my experience is they amplify this energy. So you get something that's more than the sum of the parts. So in terms of the tour I did in 2024, I did Avebury, I did Stanton Drew, which is a less famous circle, but no less spectacular, actually, in the southwest of England, not far from Bristol. And I did also Arbour Low, which is, many people say, has the most ley lines going through it in the whole of Britain. It's like all the ley lines that travel north, south, east and west and through the compass all travel through this spot in the sort of north, kind of central northeast England. It's sort of North Midlands, East Midlands kind of thing. And Arbour Low, all the stones there are recumbent, so they're lying on the floor, but you can feel it's got like a raised mound around it. Similar to Avebury, it's on a smaller scale, a much smaller scale, but it's a very, very powerful site. And I also did a site in the north of England called Long Meg and Her Daughters, which I found with a small group that we did there. It's really otherworldly. The energy was it was interesting because I felt it was quite, for want of a better term, almost extraterrestrial, the energy. And I didn't say anything to the group, and I was bringing through this sound, and we were working together with the sound there. And the two of the ladies that were there stopped and went, what this is like, sound from another planet. What's going on here? It's like we're, you know, bringing through extraterrestrial energy or something. And it, so it was interesting that they had that experience because I'd been thinking of it and that's what we were having there. But all of these sites have a unique energy. And I think Avebury, yeah, going back to my experience again that, you know, that Jonathan mentioned back in whenever that was, 92, 93. Ever since then, really, I've regularly run events at Avebury over, well, you know, what's 30 years now. And I had a few years break over the time of the sort of pandemic. And I also moved around the time my wife and I got married and our first son was born. We sort of moved from the south of England to the north of England. So I had a bit of a break then for a few years. But aside from that, I've regularly attended, particularly Avebury, but I've done Stanton Drew a number of times as well. Arbelow this year and Longmeg and her daughters in the northern part of the country. They were new experiences. But for all of these things, people just turned up. You know, the biggest groups, I mean, Avebury had about 40 to 50 people there in the site. And just that, you know, you guys know what it's like when you get 40, 50 people sounding together with intention, bringing that healing energy through each of our direct source connections for the highest good of Earth and all her beings, which is the kind of simple intention that I generally work with nowadays. That when you work in that way, you get an energy that comes through that's so powerful, that's more than the sum of the parts. And so often what's really interesting as well is I get this feedback from people in the days and weeks afterwards saying, oh, well, we did that session with you and then this happened or this thing shifted or, you know, or they have a healing experience or the ones that are really interesting to me are actually when people have a change of kind of circumstance almost in their lives. They'll go, oh, this, you know, I had this issue in my life. And suddenly the day after that session, it all just changed. So, and these are quite common feedback and it's something I'm certainly not looking to take credit for. I think it's something that we co-create in these magnificent temples, you know, that I personally believe it's almost like our birthright. We were meant to sound in these places, and I think humans have done so for thousands of years.
Well, Jason, I got to say that that experience that we had at Avebury all together, we were with a half a dozen, maybe a dozen people, and we all of a sudden broke into a probably a half hour long song about sort of being star seeds and stuff like that. It was spontaneous. It was crazy. And it was basically, life shifting. So, I can only imagine what, you must be doing now. So that was just wonderful. Listen, tell people again how they can get in touch with you.
Again, look out for me on, Facebook, through Jason Stillwell Sounds Facebook page. And, you can contact me through overtone.j@gmail.com. Also, you can find my work. My recordings are all on all the major music platforms as well, so you can find me there as too.
So then major music means Spotify and
iTunes and Amazon Music and yeah, those places. So,
and I want to mention it's
J-A-Y-S-O-N. And listen, we are coming to the end of the show, and it's just wonderful. We are talking and have been talking with Jason Stillwell, and S-T-I-L-W-E-L-L, Jason Stillwell. And Jason, we really didn't even get a chance to talk really about overtone singing, and you know, your overtone singing manifests throughout your different recordings. Your what's the title of your latest one that you did with the group?
Well, with Deep Cabaret, that album's called Matchless. And yeah, it's just had a re-release on vinyl on Wrong Speed Records just before Christmas. So we just, to be honest, Jonathan, I've been involved in music for a long time, but it's actually the first ever vinyl I've put out. So I'm quite enjoying that. That's quite nice.
It's a wonderful recording. I think your music is fabulous. You are a fine, high vibratory being, and it is Andy and my great, great pleasure to have you in our sphere of influence and to know you. So thank you for being.
Oh, Jason, it has just been such an honor to have you on our show today. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Really, the honor and the privilege is all mine. It's been my privilege to know you. I will be so bold as to call you friends. It's really my privilege and my pleasure to be invited to chat with you today. And you're so precious to me, both of you. None of what I do would be possible without your presence in my life. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. We're going to go to commercial break, and then stay tuned, folks. I will tell you what's going to be happening next month.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
And we are back on what a great show with Jason Stillwell.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'd just like to suggest next month we have VJ Farrella, who has written The Essential Guide for Becoming a Modern Mystic. It's called The New Science of Enlightenment. That's going to be a great show. VJ is out in California, and it's going to be a great show. So tune in for that. That's April 9th. Till then, keep lots of love and light in your life. This is Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman, both signing off for right now.